Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. You are stopping yourself because you are in your own head. You're telling yourself negative thoughts and you're not encouraging that you can do it. You are stopping yourself from succeeding and having the dream life that you would like to accomplish. But you have to get out your head. You have to cut off the limitations. You have to cut off the limits that you have for yourself to know that you can have what you are putting your mind to. First, you have to stop stopping yourself. And when you recognize how to stop yourself, you really become more of a better version of yourself. Not only are you becoming a better version of yourself, you're seeing yourself in a different perspective, in a different way, in a new light. What's happening is that when you are stopping yourself, you are talking down to yourself. When you speak to yourself negatively, how can you grow? How can you establish? How can you become more? Because you have to recognize how more you are becoming. And when you recognize how you're stopping yourself, you have to be willing to challenge yourself to overcome you stopping what you are doing. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategy, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how you can start putting yourself out there in a new way where people would like to hear from you, learn from you, and connect with you. See, when you put yourself out there, you have to know that you have to market yourself, but you have to stop yourself from not doing it. You have to stop yourself from speaking negatively about yourself so you can actually grow and develop within everything that you're doing. So, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, make sure you go there and hit that subscribe button so that way you can see future videos that has yet to come. So today, let me go ahead and write, you're stopping yourself. You're stopping yourself. You're stopping yourself. Yourself. You're stopping yourself, and you're stopping yourself because you're not seeing, you don't understand how you are stopping yourself. I remember when I was young and I was playing baseball, my mama, who was a single parent, raised three boys by herself. She put us in a lot of sports, and like we was very active. We was very, we was playing sports a lot, and we was just moving around a lot, right? So I mean, there was one time we played baseball. And it was T-ball. Like, you put the ball on the T-ball, and then you hit the ball from a stand rather than somebody throwing the ball at you. And so, when it was my time to bat, I got up to bat. I had my bat. The ball was on the T-bat. I swung, but I missed. And so, when I missed, my feet wasn't set properly. I didn't have the back correctly. I just swung. When I swung, I thought I was going to hit the ball. I thought I was going to hit the baseball. And see, in T-ball, you get three strikes, just like regular baseball. If you miss the ball, strike one. If you miss it again, strike two. If you miss it again, that's strike three. And so, as I'm young, and I missed the first ball that I swung at, I was able to do it again. So, but as I'm preparing for the second swing, I'm in my head because I just missed this first swing.
And as I missed this first swing, I didn't really connect like I wanted to. But even though I tried to, I missed it. You see, sometimes you have to miss the lesson to gain the lesson when you show back up. You see, as I tried again, my coach told me, like, hey, man, plant your feet. When you plant your feet, hold the bat firm. When you hold the bat firm, swing at the ball. Then once you swing at the ball, you should look at the ball that you're swinging at. Don't close your eyes when you're swinging, because if you close your eyes when you're swinging, you will miss what you are looking at, because you have to be willing to see what you are connecting to. So when he told me how to hold the bat and swing at the baseball, as I'm swinging at the baseball, I connect this time. And once I connect this time, I was young, I was ready, I was hyper. Because I just hit the ball, I started to run. I started to take off. I started to get on base. When I got on base, I got on base safely. You see, I missed the first swing. And the second swing I was able to get because my coach told me how to swing at it. Keep your eyes open. Hold the bat firmly. Plant your feet. And just swing. You see, sometimes when you are stopping yourself, you're not swinging enough to know that you can do it. You see, that's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to keep swinging. First point I want to hit on is that you have to keep swinging. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. And the reason why you have to keep swinging, because when you first start doing things, you're not going to be so great at it. When you start committing to the process that you're committing to, it will challenge you, because you have to really see what you're doing. You have to understand how you're going about doing it and why it's even important. You see, understanding that you can swing once doesn't mean when you swing the first time it's the end of the world. What it does mean is that you're willing to try. So I remember when I was learning how to box last year, as I'm learning how to box, my trainer, he's guiding me on the punches. He's guiding me with the techniques. He's guiding me in a way that's going to show, like, when you swing, make sure you keep your other hand up so you can protect yourself. When you swing, you have to keep your hand up and be protected as you're moving. As you swing, you have to move. And as you're moving, you have to keep swinging. And so I remember one time he was training me separately. And when it was time to go against someone, I was talking myself out of the spar, out of the fight, out of the swing, because I was afraid to get hit so many times. I was afraid because I didn't really think I had it in me. I didn't think I had the fighting capability that he saw I had. I had to believe that I can develop it. And so when he told me that you have to box, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I ain't trying to, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I had negative thoughts in my head because I wasn't thinking I was good enough for it. I wasn't good enough for it because I didn't have confidence in myself. And so when he put us in a tire, like 1 foot in, 1 foot in, he put us in a tire. And well, before he put us in the tire, he said, this is what y'all going to do. Y'all going to do body shots. And when y'all do body shots, y'all going to put your foot in the tire. When you put your foot in the tire, now you just gotta move. Just gotta move and swing, move and swing, move and swing. So I'm asking him, like, how you supposed to move when 1 foot is in the tire? Well, use your other foot and just pivot. Just move it, just move it, just move it. So I'm like, okay, okay. So we get in the tire. It's me and someone else. And we put our foot in the tire. We got our gloves on. I don't think we had no gear on, no headgear at the time, because it was just body shots. And so he said, man, y'all got 90 seconds. Y'all got 2 minutes. We was like, okay. He was like, go. I said, huh? Got hit. I said, oh. I said, we going. I said, okay. So then I start swinging. You see, when I was getting hit back, I was hitting back. You see, to swing back, you have to be willing to swing first. If you're not swinging first, you have to be willing to swing second. You see, there's no limit to the amount of swings that you can do. You just have to be willing to swing for yourself. You see, when you keep swinging, you're not only believing in what you're throwing and how you're putting yourself out there, you're believing because you can see how it's making a difference for yourself. You build the confidence up from doing. You build the confidence up from moving. You build your confidence up from believing that you can do it. I remember the first conversation that I had with my trainer. And he was telling me, he said, yeah, man, like, I'm very confident in boxing. Like, I've been boxing for the last 20-something years. Well, really, since I was a kid. I've been boxing for so long, so I'm really confident in this boxing thing. So I'm really relaxed in this boxing thing. So if you see me moving like I'll be moving, it's because of my experience. You see, when you first start swinging, your swing is gonna be off because your experience is so little. You so when I continue to speak to him, as I'm talking to him, not only as I'm speaking to him, I'm listening to him. Right, when you listen to someone, you learn more about what they're saying, what they're presenting, how they go about saying it. And so I just asked him, I was like, so how do you have confidence in fighting and not creating content, creating social media? Like, I was speaking about creating videos. He was speaking about fighting. I'm very confident in creating videos because I've been creating videos for a long time. And so as I'm asking him, like, how are you so confident to get beat up but not to be on camera? How are you so confident to get hit that you can't get hit on camera? And so I'm asking him these questions, and it's opening my perspective up, opening my mind up. It was that when his swing was different from my swing, because his swing was physically and my swing was on the camera. Not only was it on the camera, it was my strength. My trainer fighting, his strength was in fighting, moving his body, protecting his face. That's his strength. So when you have a strength in a particular area, but building a new skill, a new strength, takes a lot of courage and effort that you can swing to get better. So I remember this one time I went against the trainer. Like, I wasn't even trying to go with him. I wasn't even trying to go against him, to be honest. You got too much experience. You too comfortable with this, man. So he was like, man, so what we gonna do? It was like 8 different people, so you have to go against everybody. So I'm like, all right, for some reason, I went against the trainer the last time, for the last round. And as I'm going against the trainer, I'm like, okay, I'm 5'7", probably 210, 5'7", 210. I'm not that big, but I got some power behind me, you know what I mean? I got some power. He's 6'2", probably 190. So he got height advantage against me. So I'm like, okay, I'm plotting in my head. I wasn't talking myself out of it because I was just tired. I was exhausted. I couldn't necessarily talk myself out of it. I had to talk myself in because I was exhausted. So I didn't even have time to think of the negative thoughts because I'm trying to breathe. I'm trying to catch my breath. And so as I'm preparing to go against my trainer, the one who's confident in fighting, the one who's confident in throwing his, the one who's confident in swinging and fighting back. See, I have to go against someone that's been doing it for so much longer, and I've been doing it for a couple of months. So as we about to go against one another, I'm looking at him, I'm sizing him up as much as I can. I'm sizing him up, but he got height against me. He got his height against me. He 6'2" and 190. I wasn't worried about that 190 because I'm 210. Like, you know what I mean? I got some power behind this 210. So I'm sizing him up. You see, in order to swing, you have to be willing to go. You have to be willing to step. You have to be willing to step to your fear. You see, it wasn't the fact that I was afraid of this man. I was afraid of his experience. You see, in order for me to swing against him, go against him, and go against the trainer, I had to believe in the punches that I was throwing. And so he's going to light on me. We start, the timer starts, and now we're going against each other. Now we're swinging against each other. I'm trying to figure out, how can I swing and get out? How can I swing and get out? How can I use my height and power to advantage, to where his height is in his advantage? I'm like, oh, I need to get close. I got power, so if I get power up close, he gonna feel it. That's what's in my head. He might feel it just a little bit. And so as we was hitting one another, we swinging at one another, I'm swinging, he's swinging back. He kicking, because it was multi boxing. It was like multiple different ways to fight. And so he's punching, he's kicking, he's moving. I'm punching, I'm trying to kick, I'm exhausted. Then there's one time, he must have tried to, like, feel his distance with his hands so he can actually feel me, so he can know, like, how far he is from the target. And so when he did that one time, I'm like, okay, you do it again, I got you. I'm in my head like, you do that again, I got you. And so he ended up doing it again. But when he did it, as his arm was coming out, I slipped underneath it, then I hit him. And mind you, I'm 210, 5'7". I got some power behind that hook. You see, sometimes when you swing, you have to swing with all your power. You see, when I swung without my power, it connected. I said, okay. I said, it connected, so I had to back up just a little bit. Not only did I have to back up, I'm like, okay, he about to get me now. So I can tell from his facial expression that he felt the power. What I didn't recognize was that he was about to let me feel his power. And so as he's getting ready, he's like, oh, we hitting hard. Okay, cool. In order to keep swinging, you have to be willing to take some punches. In order to keep moving, you have to be willing to be exhausted. In order to observe what you are putting out, you have to know that how you are swinging will come back at you. And so he hit me with his experience. His experience, his height, his power came into play. One thing that he said, he said, you have to make your opponent respect you. I'm like, how do you do that? He said, you hit them hard, they're going to respect you. So I hit him hard. I think he kind of respect me then. But that was the thing. I only hit him once. You see, sometimes when you swing, you just can't hit once. You just can't swing once. You have to keep swinging until you know you're doing something. And so as he's getting ready to fight back, he's using his height. He's using his experience. He's using what he has to really give me his power. You know what I mean? So as he's walking up on me, he was like, okay. He kicked me. He hit me with a hook, jab, jab. It was like, it was quick. It was very quick. and instead of me swinging back, I balled up because he was coming too. He was swinging too fast. He was swinging too fast, and I'm trying to ball up. I'm like, hey, man, my bad. In my head, I'm like, sometimes you have to be willing to swing and take what's coming to you. Because if you take the punches, the swingers that's coming back to you, not only can you handle the pressure, you get better when you swing back. Now, I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson because I didn't swing at him hard ever again. I learned my lesson when he said that sometimes you have to make your opponent respect you early so they can know what type of power you have behind you. You see, your swing come from your confidence. Your swing come from your power. Your power comes from your belief when you start to believe in yourself. You see, sometimes you have to stop stopping yourself to know all you have to do is just take that first step. All you have to do is just take that first step. All you have to do is just take that first movement. All you have to do is believe that the step that you're taking, that the swing that you're making, that the base that you're getting on, you're moving. You're moving because you're swinging. You see, to swing, you have to be willing to be confident. You see, my trainer was confident in fighting. He has years of experience in fighting. I'm confident in creating videos. Have years of experience in creating videos. You see, your experience doesn't stop you. If anything, it pushes you forward. It's learning a new skill that's challenging, because how do you have the same confidence in one area and have the same confidence in a different area? You learn how to swing. You learn how to start, and you learn by taking your first step. You see, when you take your first step, not only are you making your first step, you're realizing the step that you're taking, you're building confidence. You see, when you keep swinging, you're not only swinging for yourself, you're swinging for your confidence. You're not only swinging for your confidence, you're swinging for things that you have in mind. See, to have things in mind, to have a desire in your mind, you have to be willing to swing. I remember when we was training. It was another day. It wasn't the same day. It was another day that I was training with my trainer. And he was like, okay, now we're going to go to the punching bags. A punching bag is a bag, but you punch it. But you punch it. And this particular day, it was two people fighting. And so the type of workout that we had to do before we left was that we had to punch the punching bag, but we had to throw a lot of power behind the punching bags for like 25, 30 seconds. And so as we, It was three bags and it was six of us. So one go, one wait. And then as the one is punching the bag with all that power, they're exhausted. And then when it's my time, I'm like, okay, I got it. That look easy. You see, when you keep swinging, you just go. You just go. Because when you're ready and you size up the moment, when the moment gets presented to you, you take advantage of it. So when the bag was there, I'm like, okay, it's my turn now. It's time to go. And then he pressed the start button and said, go. I'm going. I'm hitting the bag with all my power. Then my power start to drain down because I got exhausted. And as I'm getting exhausted, not only am I getting exhausted, I'm tired. But this is only the first round. But we got three more rounds after this. And so when you swing, you have to be willing to push yourself. And when you push yourself, you have to be willing to exhaust yourself. Because when you're exhausting yourself, you're learning yourself. You see, in life, how you grow is that you have to challenge what you are doing by understanding that you have to start swinging for your goals. You have to start positioning your goals differently, because if you're going to achieve them, you have to accomplish them, because you have to start swinging. Swinging and saying, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in the process. I believe in the work that needs to be completed. I believe in what matters today. Because it matters that I keep swinging. And if I don't keep swinging, I have to learn how to swing. Learning how to swing is so amazing, because to keep swinging, to be consistent, to be available, you have to know the way you swing can be improved by the way you get help, by how you get help from others and how others are willing to help you. I did a podcast today, and the podcast I did today was so incredible, so phenomenal. And as we're talking, we talked for maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And as we're speaking to one another, he said the number one thing that stops a lot of entrepreneurs from succeeding is themselves. I said, what you mean? It's them. It are themselves. How? What? How? Because you're stopping yourself. Because you get in your head and you stop and say that you can't do something, and you never try to do something that you think you can do. Because it shows that it matters to just start. How can you start when starting is so overwhelming? How can you grow when swinging is so unknown? I remember this one time, this additional time with my trainer, as I'm training, he said the slightest move can make a difference. The slightest move can make a difference as you're blocking and moving your body. I said, how? Like, how can a slight difference make, how can a slight move make a difference? And he just showed me. He was like, okay, swing at me. I swung at him. All he did was just move back. And I missed. He just moved back and I missed. Sometimes in life, you just have to be willing just to move just a little bit. Because when you're moving just a little bit, you're not at the same place that you think you were. You're not at the same place that you thought you were, because you're in a different space. You're in a different area, you're in a different movement, because you're able to see and move just a little bit. Because when you swing, you're taking a risk. When you're taking a risk, you're taking a chance on yourself. When you take a chance on yourself, you're willing to learn. You're willing to embrace the lessons. You're willing to show up. Showing up is the most difficult thing, because how do you show up on a consistently basis? How do you show up on a consistent basis? You start with the first swing. You start with the first movement. You start with the first action. And as you're starting with the action, you have to be willing to know that you can get out your head. You see, when you keep swinging, that's the next point that I would like to speak on. Is that you have to change what you say. Change what you say. change what you say. The reason why changing what you say is so important is because when you change what you think about yourself, what you change, what you say about yourself, how you think about yourself will even make a difference. What you say about yourself matters because it changes the way you think about the person in the mirror. Reason being, because if you start telling yourself positive things, you start to be positive. If you start telling yourself negative things, you start to be negative. There's a law called the law of attraction. Whatever you're feeling, you're going to be, that energy is going to be brought to you. Whatever you're going through, that energy is going to be, is going to come to you. Whatever you're thinking and feeling and expressing is coming to you in a certain type of way that you're not familiar with. And so in the book, Think and Grow Rich, it says if you have a burning desire to succeed and change what you think about yourself, how you think about yourself will be completely different because you're able to accomplish more than you can ever imagine. You see, when you stop talking, when you stop stopping yourself, you have to be willing to go through the challenge. And change how you look at yourself. Change how you see yourself. Change what you say about yourself. Because what you say matters. What you speak can come into life. And as it's coming to life, how are you handling what you put out to the universe? The universe gives you what you are looking for. We watched this movie called The Secret. The Secret was a great phenomenal movie because it just explained the perspectives of thinking and law of attraction and so on and so forth. And so in this one scene, this guy was riding his bike, and as he's riding his bike, he parked his bike in a location, and as he parked his bike, he got off the bike and he locked it. He put 3 or 4 locks on it. And so he's protecting his bike. Nothing wrong with protecting your bike and locking it up. But he was thinking that someone was going to steal his bike because he kept looking back when he locked it up. When he locked his bike up, he kept looking back because he thought somebody was going to steal it. And in the movie, The Secret, it shows that he put out an energy to the universe, and the energy to the universe came and brought what he's looking for. Someone came and stole his bike right off the locks. You see, when you stop stopping yourself, you have to know what you're putting out to the world matters because it matters what you're saying to yourself. How do you know what to say to yourself? How do you know it's working? How do you know the importance behind it? Why do you know like that it's working? Every so often I have a goal notebook. It's a goal notebook. Goal, G-O-A-L, notebook. And in this notebook, I just write down future goals and projections that I think I could potentially accomplish. And as I'm writing these goals down, as I'm writing them down, I'm visually seeing myself accomplish what I'm writing down. I'm not saying I don't think I can accomplish this goal because I'm too young. I don't think I can accomplish this goal because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think I can accomplish this goal because what I'm doing is different. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is that I'm so grateful that I have a chance to have blank. I learned that from Bob Proctor. He was like, when you see yourself already having what you are thinking of, and as you are thinking about it, it will come to life in due time. It ain't gonna come overnight, but it'll come in due time. And so when I'm hearing this and I'm learning this and I'm watching this, I'm like, that's different. It's different, not only in a good way, but it's phenomenal in an amazing way. Because I was changing what I was saying about myself. I was learning how to not stop myself and find a way to push myself forward. I wasn't stopping myself. I was encouraging myself. I wasn't surprised. Hold on. No. That ain't gonna go with it. That ain't gonna go with it. Nonetheless, when you change what you say, you see yourself in a new perspective, in a new way, because it matters. What you say matters. How you say it matters even more. And The reason why that matters is because you're able to see what you are doing. You're able to see what you are accomplishing and how you go about accomplishing it. Right? When you stop talking yourself out of what you would like to do, how you go about doing it would be completely different because you are focused on what you're doing. You are focused on the actions that you're taking, the actions that you're taking. You're not stopping yourself. See, the podcast that I did earlier, it was so amazing because he said if a leader get out of their head and get out of the way, they will have a good business. Because they're not the one talking themselves out of it. And so when I had to learn how to change what I say, I had to identify what I was saying to myself. What I was saying for myself and why I was saying these things. I grew up in a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. My mama was a single mom raising three boys by herself. We didn't talk about achieving goals and having dreams that are so big to accomplish. We didn't speak about those type of things. And for me to identify the type of things that I would like to have, I had to go back to the roots. I had to go back to the roots and just really start asking my mama some questions. Like, okay, when we was younger, how did we struggle? Like, you know what I mean? How do you describe the struggle that we went through? And so I'm asking different questions because I'm old and I understand more now. Like, don't get me wrong. She was a single mom raising three boys by herself. And I understand the difficulties behind that. Not only does she have to provide for herself, she has to provide for three other individuals. So now she has to provide for four individuals. Not only does she have to provide for four individuals, she has to take care of the house. Not only does she have to provide for four other individuals, she has to take care of the house. She has to put gas in the car. She has to maintenance the car. Not only does she have to take care of four people, take care of the house, put gas in the car, she has to supply food. So now that I'm older, I'm understanding that there's a lot to consider. Not only does she have to take care of four different people, she has to also pay the bills. You see, when you identify why you're stopping yourself, you have to stop stopping yourself. So I had to stop stopping myself and recognize that I can do what I'm putting my mind to. So I'm asking my mom these hard questions because I just want to know. I just want to learn. I just want to be aware of it. Like, how did you do it? How did you do it? I'm asking these questions because these are the questions that I would like to know. And see, when you change what you're saying, you have to go back to the roots. I went back to my mom and I'm asking these hard questions. Like, when we was younger, oh, you remember that time when we was younger and we stayed back in Little Rock, Arkansas on this particular street, like, and this particular event happened? Why did you respond like that? Why did you respond like that? Or why did you, you know what I mean? So it was different memories that come in my memory and come in my mind, and I just want to know. I just want to ask. I have a lot of questions. It's not the questions that I have aren't bad. The questions that I have is just to give me clarity. You can only get clarity when you learn how to ask questions. So that's what I start doing. I start asking questions. I can only get better by asking. So I was willing to ask. I was willing to remember. I was willing to go back to the roots. Because it wasn't the fact that I was saying negative things about myself. We just didn't talk about positive things as we were growing up. We didn't talk about goals and big achievements, big dreams and passion. Like, we didn't speak about that. So for me to be older, how can I start talking about that? I have to start identifying what was being said when I was younger. And as I'm identifying what was being said, what do I want to say about myself? In order for me to identify what I would like to say about myself, I have to be willing to learn new information. You see, when you have to change what you say, you have to change what you learn. / learn. Yeah. Oh, L-E-A-R-N. / learn. Because it'll help you understand who you were when you were younger. Who you were in the past. Who you were when you was growing up. I remember this one time I was in elementary school and the news station came. The news station came and I was so excited to see them. I don't know why I was so excited. Probably because of the camera. Probably because of the lights. Probably because of like the way they carried themselves. I was young at the time. I just see lights in the camera. I'm thinking that's pretty cool. You see, when you stop stopping yourself, you recognize what you have saw in your past. You're kind of doing it today. You're doing it today, but you're doing it in a way where you don't even think and understand you're doing it today. I started thinking about this a couple of years ago when this year, 2024, this year, a couple months ago. And when I found out it, is that the people that I was around, the mentors I was around, the different programs I was in, like, I'm able to ask questions now because I'm older. And I was like, yeah, Terrell, like, you, it's been in you. Like, it's just been a matter of time before it came out to life for you to recognize what you were doing. So I'm just asking questions. I'm asking a lot of topics I want to learn about. Like, how did you know it was going to be me? What characteristics did I have that showed you that I could be different? That I could be different. Because I want to know. I'm older now. I can understand a little bit more. You see, to change what you say and learn, you have to be willing to go back and ask questions to hear what they're saying about yourself, about you. What they say, what others say about you will be completely different than what you say about yourself, because what you're saying about yourself is completely different because it's negative talk. It's not talk that's going to encourage you. It's not talk that's going to empower you. It's not talk that's going to inspire you. What it will do is that it'll drop your motivation. I mean, I was in Arlington, Texas. We was on like a mini deployment there. And as we was on this mini deployment for COVID-19 during 2021, it was 2021, but it started in 2020. We there at this place, at the Ranger Stadium. And as we there at the Ranger Stadium, there's a lot of military personnel. There's a lot of Marines. There's a lot of Navy personnel. And there's a lot of people coming to get a free vaccine. And so during 2021, when I was in Arlington, Texas, I was in a place where I was just going with the motion. I was in a place where I was trying to figure out the motion that I would like to go, the step that I would like to take, and the direction that I would like to pursue. So I'm trying to figure out what I would like to do. So I just start talking to strangers who was coming to get a shot. So as they come in to get a shot, I'm speaking to them for the time that we have. I'm talking to them and I'm asking them questions. And the individuals that came, it was probably over 55. And as they came, I'm asking them questions about their past. So when you were younger, like, what is one thing that you learned about yourself? Excuse me. They'll tell me. I'm like, okay. How did you know you learned that? So now there's more story behind the question. There's more story behind the answer. So now that I'm asking different people, different individuals questions, I'm able to learn more from their experience. What I learned during that time is that everyone has some type of negative talk around themselves. And in order to change the negativity to positivity, we have to recognize what we're saying about ourselves. So then I had to really just dive in, take a look at myself. Like, what was I really saying to myself? Like, I mean, yeah, I'm doing the work. I'm doing what I need to do. But I don't think that's enough. I think I need to be doing more, but I don't know what more is. I think I need to be doing something different. I think I need to be doing something special. So I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm not talking myself out of it. I'm trying to figure it out. And so as I'm trying to figure it out, I'm talking to different strangers. They give me their story, their different perspectives, and I'm speaking with them. I'm just talking to them because I'm just listening at that point. And so as I'm talking to them, I'm just hearing them, and I'm really trying to see, like, how did you know? It was just one woman. She was older, probably in her mid-60s. This woman had a nice Mercedes-Benz. Like, this Benz was crazy. This Mercedes-Benz was crazy. And it was good because it showed me something. That if she can have what she desire, why can't I have what I desire? See, I had to start changing my, I had to start changing what I was saying to myself completely different, because I had to start asking myself questions about where do I see myself. Even though I'm asking all these individuals, all these different people, I'm asking them questions. As I'm asking them questions, I want a better understanding of their journey, of their path, and what they learned about themselves. Just like I was asking questions to learn about them, I start asking questions to learn about myself. To change what we say, we have to change what we learn. And as we're learning something new, we have to understand that the process behind the journey, the process behind the growth, the process behind establishing one mind is that one mind has to be willing to learn the information. And while I was in Arlington, Texas, on a mini deployment serving in the Marine Corps, we was there and we had iPads. And mind you, it's a lot of people that's coming in for free vaccines. And so when people are coming in for the free vaccines, there's a lot of people that come through. Sometimes I can't talk to everybody. Sometimes I can talk to enough people. Sometimes, like, I don't talk to nobody because it's so busy. And the one thing that I learned was that when you keep moving, when you keep showing up, you showing up will help you find yourself even more. It will help you find yourself even more, because you have to change what you say about yourself. You have to change what you are learning, how you go about learning it. I remember it was my first time doing something like this. And as I'm doing something like this job, I register people, moving the line, guiding the line, and communicating subtle, like in small talk, I have to be willing to adapt to my current situation. Reason why my trainer wasn't as confident as creating videos was that he never done it before. The reason why I wasn't as confident as I was in creating videos and fighting and training was that I didn't do it as often. I rarely did it. I mean, yeah, I did it younger, but to really understand the basics of it, no, like it took me a long time. It took me a long time. And what I recognize is that the time that you put into yourself, the information that you're willing to learn, the knowledge that you're willing to gain, you not only gain the skill, you're gaining wisdom behind the experience that you are putting yourself through. And so when I really start to understand, recognize about what I was saying, I'm asking these questions. As I'm asking these questions, I'm just willing to learn. To stopping yourself, you have to be willing to learn. You're stopping yourself because you're not willing to learn. You're not willing to learn something new. You're not willing to be uncomfortable for a moment to learn this new skill, learn this new job or role. You have to be willing to wait because it takes time to learn something new. I mean, when I first started learning Facebook ads, it was a lot to go into that. I wasn't expecting it to be that much, but it was a lot. And so I have to be willing just to sit down and learn this information, learn this knowledge, and learn how to properly do it and or just try it. But I started this back in 2020. I started 2022. I started identifying why Facebook Meta was so important. You see, to change what you are saying, you have to stop stopping yourself and saying that you're not good enough. Of course, you're not going to be good enough because you haven't done it before. Jim Rohn is a motivational speaker, a phenomenal businessman. He passed away a couple years ago. And he did a seminar. He was like, this part of the seminar, when I say something and you know it's supposed to be, of course, this is how I want you to say it. And he was like, do I need to learn something? He was like, of course. Of course you need to learn something new. Of course you need to be aware of it. Of course. You see, when I was listening to it and the knowledge that he was presenting was so simple, yet so profound at the same time, I'm wondering, how was he able to find himself? How was he able to help others? How did he even do it? And what I learned was that when you start, you get to learn on the go. When you learn on the go, you're not only learning on the go, you're evolving on the go. Because you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for yourself. You have to do it for yourself first before you can help others. I remember my first time getting up to speak on stage. When I got up to speak on stage, When I had the microphone, I'm thinking about what I would like to say and how I would like to go about saying it. Now, thinking something is completely different because the people don't have to hear the words that's coming out of my mouth. Kind of like Rush Hour when Chris Tucker was like, do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? I didn't even understand the words that come out of my mouth because I wasn't as confident as I needed to be, but I showed up in a way that gave me more confidence over time. I remember the next time I went to the open mic, it was the open mic that I spoke at. I had a video, not necessarily a video, but I had a picture in the frame. But before I put the picture in the frame, I was in the car because I got there early because it opened up at 6. I probably got there at 5:30. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about? I have no idea. I can't think about it. Excuse me. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I had no idea. So I had the paper on it, and it was like two road maps. And the picture that was on the paper, it was two road maps. One had a lot of people, and the other one just had one. The topic was around isolation, so I'm thinking, how can I make this picture more presentable? How can I make it more creative? I said, got it. I'm going to ball it up. So I got the paper, and I balled it up. Once I balled it up, I unballed it, and it was wrinkly. It was wrinkled. But it created the design. It created the design that I was looking for. And it gave me the perspective of isolation. And as I start to speak, it was a guy like right in front of me. I had the microphone, I had the picture. And I said, can anyone tell me what this picture is? So I had a string on the cord, so I couldn't really go that far. So I was like, the person is in the front row. I said, do you mind telling me what this picture looked like? So I got the picture, and I'm asking him, do you mind telling me what you see? I give him the mic. I do this. He says nothing. I said, okay, well, I'm going to go to somebody else because since he don't want to participate, I said, let me go to somebody else. I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it by myself. You see, even though he didn't participate, I still presented. And what this taught me is that sometimes in life it's not going to go how you plan for it to go, but what you can do is change the way you approach it afterwards. How do you handle adversity? How do you handle what you don't fully understand? How are you aware of the action that you're putting out to the universe and how the universe is bringing the action back to you? You see, the guy didn't say nothing when I asked the two questions like, what does this picture look like? This side look like with a lot of people here, and then what does a single person look like? But the roles were separated, and the path that I was on didn't align with the God that I was speaking to that day. You see, what it taught me is that you have to be willing to go alone. You have to be willing to be alone to know that you don't have to stay alone. Because what happened is that when you start working on yourself privately, not only working on yourself, you're establishing yourself. Not only establishing yourself, you're growing within yourself. You're not only growing within yourself, you're learning for yourself. Because it is different to think about your thoughts and let your thoughts be the action that you're taking on. And let the thoughts be the focus that you would like to pay attention to. You see, when you pay attention to what you're saying to yourself, you start to change how you say it. You start to change what you're saying. You start to change it in a way that's going to help you be better. You see, when you stop yourself, you are talking to yourself negatively. When you are putting yourself out there, you are positioning yourself positively. And the reason why it's so difficult to change what we think about ourselves because we have to recognize what we are saying about ourselves. And it's difficult to recognize that because how do you know you're saying the right thing for yourself? Excuse me. How do you know what you're saying even matters? How do you know that the thing that you say is going to put you in a better position. You see, I had to go back. When I was younger, I had to go back to my mom. No, I'm sorry. When I got older and was able to, you know, just ask the hard questions, I went back to my mama because she probably knew what I was talking about. She was in the house with us. She was providing for us. So she know a thing or two. And so I'm asking her, mama, when you was raising three boys and you were single by yourself, like, what was the challenges? How did you pay the bills? How did you feed us? How did you have a car? How did you do all these things? See, my mom was my superhero because she made it happen. She made it happen no matter what. And as she made it happen, she had no excuses. I said, oh, okay, when you don't have excuses, you change what you say about yourself. You change what you are learning to know that you don't have to be so hard on yourself. Because it gives you a type of, you give yourself permission to not only grow within yourself, but to develop in a way that's going to help push you forward. You know, it's going to help you develop in a way that's going to show you that you're doing something right. You're doing something wrong. But if you keep doing it, you will find out what's meant for you. You see, when you stop yourself, you're destroying the confidence that you have. Even though it takes time to build and have the confidence that you're looking for, what does matter is that you have to start with the confidence that you have to start something new. Because it starts over. Like, I remember when I first started this journey a half a decade ago, I was doing real estate wholesaling. As I was doing real estate wholesaling, what that is selling three contracts. So you have the homeowner, you have the buyer, and you have the person that's talking to the homeowner. And then the person that's talking to the homeowner, he or she's called a wholesaler. And the wholesaler is going to sell the contract that they have with these two people to this person. And this person is going to pay the fees of both of them. And so when I was doing real estate wholesaling, there's this terminology called shiny syndrome. And when I was doing real estate wholesaling, I'm doing it, but I'm not fully committed to it. I'm not fully consistent with it. And even though I'm not consistent with it, I think it could be good. I'm seeing everybody else make some money from it. I'm seeing everybody else win. I'm seeing everybody else succeed. Why can't I succeed? Because I had to learn how to figure out what it even was. And so when I was figuring out what it was, I had to be patient with myself because I had to really learn the skill. I had to learn the information. I had to learn the knowledge. I have to be willing to do and gain that experience. You see, I went out when I was in San Diego, I went to different places door knocking. And when I door knocked, I was the only one walking out there. At the time, I just had on a red t-shirt, jeans, and Vans. And I'm going around the neighborhood. I'm going around the neighborhood. I'm going to knock on doors. Have you ever considered selling your property? They tell me no. I said, okay. What I didn't know was that I was cutting the conversation too short because I didn't ask in more in-depth questions. And so as I'm walking around, it's hot in San Diego. I'm going to different doors, different places, different neighborhoods. And as I'm knocking on the different doors, I'm looking to have an answer. I'm looking to speak to someone. I'm looking to ask someone a question. Now, it wasn't the fact that someone didn't answer the door because they answered the door. What it was that I was taking risk for myself. I was taking the leap of faith. I was willing to put myself out there. Door knocking is challenging because you have to go up to a door and knock in person. But I was changing what I was saying because I was saying that I can do it. I was changing what I was saying because I was identifying what I can do. I was changing what I was saying because my negative thoughts became positive thoughts. And that's the last point I want to hit on. Change what you say. Point number three, change what you say. Learn how to be positive. That's the learn no 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 let me see. Learn, keep sweet, change, give yourself grace. That's the one. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. The reason why you would like to give yourself grace, or the reason why you should give yourself grace, is because when you have confidence in the area that you've been doing for so long, it's hard to establish that confidence in a new area. It's hard to establish that new confidence in a new industry. It's hard to establish this new confidence in a new space. As I was door knocking back in San Diego, I'm door knocking. But I was doing so many different things, so it really didn't matter that I was door knocking, because I was only door knocking one day. I was only door knocking one day. I wasn't consistent with it. I wasn't showing up daily. It was more so I was just door knocking because I got told to door knock. Yet I didn't get explained to door knock every single day. I wasn't great in real estate. I wasn't phenomenal in it. But what I am phenomenal in is taking a chance on myself. You see, when you give yourself grace, you have to know that you're not going to be good. Off top, you're not going to be good. Because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. If you knew what you're doing when you started, you'd already be good. And since you don't, you're not going to be good. You just have to give yourself grace. Because when you give yourself grace, now you're able to see the type of grace that you're giving. And why is it important, and why does it matter, and why you should do it more often? Because grace, the definition of grace, is the simple elegance or refinement or movement. It's a courtesy or goodwill. And the reason why that's so important, because to have goodwill and to give yourself grace, you have to know why you're giving yourself grace. Why you are giving yourself grace. Now, I remember when I was younger, I played high school football. And I had 6-7 years of training, of practicing, of learning, of developing, but I didn't really develop until I got into the 11th grade, or my summer year, 11th grade year. I didn't get good until 2 years before my graduation. And what I did do was that I kept showing up. Because when football got hard, when football got challenging, I could have stopped showing up. I could have stopped practicing. I could have stopped conditioning. I could have stopped doing the right things that I needed to do because I was on a football team. And so when my 12th grade year came, I remember we was at this training camp. It was my junior year, my 11th grade year. And as we're at this football camp, it's hot. It's steaming hot. Little Rock, Arkansas is very humid. Like it's, at least to my memory, it's very humid. And so as I'm there, I have my gear. I have my football pants. I have my football cleats. I have my shoulder pads are pads that go around your shoulders. I have my helmet. The helmet goes on your head. I have my gloves. And so we at this event. Mind you, it's hot. It's like 97 degrees, hot. And so we go to this event. And as we go to this event, we have to go against the other schools in our field, in our division. And as we're going against different schools in our division, we have to be willing to not only challenge ourselves, but we have to be willing to push ourselves a little bit more, a little bit further, because it's a new opponent, it's a new game, it's a new day. How can you push yourself? You see, you have to give yourself grace because you're starting something new. And so when we are there and we get our gear, we get our equipment, we get off the bus, it was one play where a linebacker had missed the play, and then the same linebacker kept messing up the play, and then the same linebacker was not getting it right. And so one of my coaches that was like, man, put Humphrey in, he'll get it right. So they put me in the position of linebacker with no studying, but prior experience. And when I got in that position during the team camp, I made a name for myself. I had an opportunity, and I seized the opportunity because I gave myself grace when I wasn't good. I gave myself grace when I wasn't great, a great player. I kept showing up and doing the work and training and practicing and developing. You see, the reason why you should give yourself grace, because you have to be willing to train, practice, and put hard work into yourself, because one day the opportunity will come and it's up to you to seize it. When they gave me that chance to play on that football field, I never got off until I tore my ACL my 12th grade year. And I was looking at some stats the other day, and I saw my senior stats, but I was trying to find my junior stats. I remember having a lot of tackles, but I think my tackles was probably like 100. I'm guessing right now. I have to find it, because if I can find that, it's gonna be so phenomenal. Because like my 11th grade year, I just took off. Like, I was making so many different plays. I was committed. I was doing the work. Because the previous 2 years, I was learning how to do the work. I got influenced. I saw what work actually looked like, what hard work looks like. And I started to get inspired from that. And I wanted to do it for myself. When I started to put the work in for myself, my life changed in a way where I was able to start, where I was able to play, where I was able to grow and shine my light. You see, the grace that I gave myself, that when I wasn't good, I kept trying to be good. You see, to give yourself grace, you have to continue to try. You have to continue to show up. You have to continue to put yourself out there, because if you don't put yourself out there, how can you grow? How can you develop? How can you evolve? And it taught me that life is going to show you that you don't have to stop yourself. You can in fact encourage yourself, because you just have to see how you would like to be encouraged. And you do that by changing what you're saying about yourself. Change what you say about yourself, and rather than telling yourself that you can't do it, just ask, how can I do it? How can I be great? What do I need to do? Start asking yourself questions, just like you ask everybody else questions. But ask yourself questions in a way that's going to help you position differently. And as it's helping you position differently, you have to keep swinging. You have to keep putting yourself out there. You have to be willing to take action. You have to keep taking action. Because as you're keep taking action, you're not only getting better, you're improving yourself. And last but not least, you have to give yourself grace. As you are putting yourself out there for opportunities, for the world, for the chances, you have to know that the first time won't be the last time. The second time won't be the last time. The third time won't be the last time. Heck, even the 100th time won't be the last time. What does happen is that you start to build confidence and repetition for yourself, because not only you're giving yourself grace, but you're giving yourself permission to be great. Because when you are great, now you can stop stopping yourself, because you can get out your own way. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and what is your biggest takeaway from identifying what's stopping you from accomplishing your goals? Leave in the comments. I love to read them. I appreciate y'all, then I'll see y'all later.